Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about the ongoing budgeting process for the next fiscal year.
The Pella School Board is in the process right now of completing its 2019 budget. A public hearing has been set for March 26th to certify the official budget and send it on to the county and eventually state auditor's office. First of all, what has the discussion been with the board in regards to setting the spending limits for the coming fiscal year and the property tax levy and the budget that's going to be published here in the next couple weeks?
So we're really looking at a flat budget proposal with our tax rate being the same as what it was the previous year, which was $15.18 per thousand of evaluation. And so what our goal is to kind of keep a flat budget number. We are on what's called the budget guarantee because of our resident students had a slight decline. Although we had more open enrollees in, our actual resident in-district students were like 15 students less than it was last year. And so that puts us actually on what's called the budget guarantee. And those extra dollars that we need to make up the full 1% increase for next year, which is what SSA was, which is the state supplemental aid, really it takes some additional property tax dollars to make that up for us. So our overall rate will be lower or equal, but we know in the end that there is some additional consequences of a 1% state supplemental aid that will actually put us on the budget guarantee, which actually does affect our local property taxes a little bit.
One of the things that's always talked about too is staff, teachers, administration, and then your salary increase this year, all of which came in at a similar number. Now I know you've talked about looming budget concerns, and there was some talk about the board about how to address that this year. But ultimately, things this year may be a bit lower than they have been in years past, but everybody in the district is going to receive an increase in their salary and benefits.
We did a meet and confer with the teachers. We ended up with a total package increase for them, what was 2.68. It'll actually be $200 per teacher that they get that's outside the salary schedule. But in our salary schedule, it ended up being a 2.37. So the support staff will receive kind of on average about a 2.37, and it varies a little bit between different categories. The administration received a 2.3. I mean, that's actually what the board voted for my salary change for next year to be a 2.3 as well, total package. So it's kind of all in that lower 2% range that we're at. Cost of living increases, if you kind of look at those, it's usually between 1.8 and 2%. So we know there's kind of trying to cover that. The teachers in the end, we'll see probably actually about $1,400 to $1,500 of new money in their pocket actually is what that'll look like on their salary. And so we're trying to compensate people. We know people work hard and we know we want to see salary increases. We know they can't be what they've been in the past just because of how much money the state is allowing us to have for new funds. But we just keep looking at that. Next year, we'll have to make some squeezes. There's probably going to be some staff reductions going into the fiscal year 2020. And that year, which we will prepare for next year, is going to be a tight financial year for us if kind of the trend that has been for state supplemental aid is still at pretty low numbers. So we're hopeful, but we know that we have to be real cognizant about everything we do and just be real cautious about what staff we add, what changes we make.
What were some other key areas that maybe the community will be interested in when in regards to next year's budget?
We have kind of four categories that we have to watch in terms of our certified budget. One's called instructional, which, of course, that's all your teaching staff and your instructional staff. One's called non-instructional, which is kind of the support staff. And then you have also the area kind of that are other areas, which are construction. So our funding for construction, of course, a lot of our construction projects are about done. So those numbers will actually be smaller. So our total expenditures in the system are definitely less than what they have been. And partially that's because our construction is getting wrapped up. So you're going to see those gradually get smaller and over time with less construction projects in the immediate future. So that's the way that'll look. But we have to look at all four of those categories, and that's how we certify, you know, our overall rate. And so we publish that information in the newspaper. We have it online as well. But just know that that's kind of the process of certifying your budget in any kind of public entity.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.